Some people have been making big plans to go to faraway places on New Year's Eve, where they can be the first to greet the new millennium. But our linguist, Jeff Nunberg, is staying in the San Francisco Bay Area, where he has some cleanup chores to do before he can ring in the new year.
Before we start with the carousing we've planned to greet the year 2000, let's clean out our linguistic closets of their detritus and deposits, the babble, balderdash, and bugs that rankle underneath the rugs, with solecism, slang, and slag, and sweep it all into a bag. Then, as the afternoon gets late, let's gather on the Golden Gate to dump the whole lot in the water and usher in a new word order. And with one stroke, bold and defiant, make English Y2K compliant. Let's lighten our congested cargo of business cant and corporate argo. We'll ditch proactive for a starter, and don't work harder, just work smarter. Lose sight of visions, goals, and missions, and pitch out value propositions. Synergistic or synergetic, either one gives me a headache, and the concept of convergence is in need of some submergence. Consign restructure to the void, and downsize should be redeployed. At least the next time we get canned, we'll have an idea where we stand. Let's lose win-win, that favorite phrase of all the Harvard MBAs, and cast on the outgoing tide the box they like to think outside, in hopes that in the coming age, we'll all be on a different page. It wasn't very long ago the internet was comme-il-faut, and only the most avant-garde had at signs on their business card. But now that even Aunt Estelle has got herself a URL and Vinny at the barber shop made millions on his first day pop, we've reached the point where talking geekish is starting to sound so last weekish. Emoticon and digerati aren't worth a wooden zloty. To portal, we can give the gate. Mindshare can go for tuna bait. And since you asked, IMHO, those chat room acronyms can go. And ere the sun sets, let us jettison newbie, netiquette, and netizen. Nor should we miss the opportunity to deep six virtual community. E this, I that, and without qualm, let's unplug everything.com. On literary critics' patois, I think we must declare a fatwa. It's hard to part with hegemonic, but in the end you'll find it tonic. And how much groovier texts are rendered when they're just sexed instead of gendered, and curling up at bedtime, who wants to be holding something nuanced? Of that chic expression pomo, I would just as soon hear nomo, nor any others of the host of vocables prefixed with post. We seem to be, for all our fears, still modern after all these years. I'm sure that ages hence will honor us if we stop cooking up new genres. Let's spare the coming centuries, prequels and rockumentaries, and pause not even for a comma before discarding docudrama. And ere the clock chimes, let us vow that critics 20 years from now will earn themselves an instant wedgie whenever they use taut or edgy. Before we can put on our nightcaps, we've other words to feed the whitecaps. Let's leave off calling rumors buzz and blow off anyone who does. Wake-up call is getting thin. Next year, we'll all be sleeping in. And anything you feel like sharing, kindly offer to the herring. And as we're chucking out the dross, make sure we don't neglect to toss those interjections coy and clever, like, let's not go there and whatever. And while we're at it, do I gotta even mention yada yada? Arrivederci to excuse me. I fear you no longer amuse me. Farewell to duh. And apropos, let's say bye-bye now to hello. Now, as we watch the century go out, there's only one more thing to throw out. Let's cast onto the coastal shelf the word millennium itself. I'm glad to bid that one adieu. The fact is that I never knew if it should have one N or two. And as night falls on the Presidio, let's go home and watch a video to wait the century's final hour, that is, assuming we've got power.
Jeff Nunberg is a linguist at Stanford University and the Xerox Palo Alto Research Center. You can read the complete text of Jeff's poem on our website, freshair.com.